Today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 17, text 26 and 27, okay. So I'll go through 26 and then 27 we can go together. The burden of the earth was certainly diminished by the personality of Godhead and by others as well. When he was present as an incarnation, all good was performed because of his auspicious footsteps. Footprints. Okay, today's verse. Translation and pop up by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. Now she, the chaste one, being unfortunately forsaken by the personality of Godhead, laments her future with tears in her eyes. For now she is being ruled and enjoyed by low class men who are posed as rulers. The Kshatriya or the man who is qualified to protect the sufferers is meant to rule the state. Untrained low class men or men without ambition to protect the sufferers cannot be placed on the seat of an administrator. Unfortunately, in the age of Kali, the low class men without training occupy the post of ruler by strength of popular votes. And instead of protecting the sufferers, such men create situation quite intolerable for everyone. Such rulers illegally gratify themselves at the cost of the comfort of the citizens, and thus the chaste Mother Earth cries to see the pitiable condition of her sons, both men and animals. That is the future of the world in the age of Kali. When irreligiosity prevails most prominently, and in the absence of suitable king to curb religious tendencies, educating the people systematically in the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam will clear up the hazy atmosphere of corruption, bribery and blackmail, etc. Besides some prayers to glorify Bhagavatam. This is by Sanatana Goswami. Sarva sattvidhi priyo sarva vidyak satphala sarva siddhanta datna sarva lokeya drikpat prada sarva bhagavat prana simad bhagavat prabho kali dvante ditya si krishna pravartita Pramatanda Pataya Prema Vasya Akshayate Savata Sava Sevaya Sri Krishna Namostute Mad Eka Pandu Mad Sangi Mad Guru Mad Maha Dana Mad Nistaraka Mad Bhagya Mad Ananda Namostute Asuddho Sutto Deya Achinchayo Tarkaha Hina Muncha Karichmam Premna Hita Kachas Pura. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar churned from the ocean of all the Vedic scriptures, O most prominent transcendental fruit of all Vedas, O you who are enriched with jewels of all spiritual philosophical conclusions, O you who grant spiritual vision to all the people of the world, O life breath of Vaishnava devotees, O Lord, you are the sun which has arisen to dispel the darkness of Kali Yuga. You are actually Krishna who has returned among us. Srimad Bhagavatam, O Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer my respectful obeisance to you. By reading you, one attains transcendental bliss, for your symbols rain pure love of God upon the reader. You are always to be served by everyone, for you are an incarnation of Krishna. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O my friend, O my only friend, O my companion, O my teacher, O my great wealth, O my deliverer, O my good fortune, O my bliss, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O giver of saintliness to the unsaintly, O uplifter of the very fallen, please do not ever leave me, please become manifest upon my heart and my throat, accompanied by pure love of Krishna. So in the material world, we see how especially in the age of Kali, it's very prominent, the mode of passion ignorance. And we can see why these so-called cheaters, or you could say cheaters and the cheated, the cheaters actually elect cheaters to cheat them. This is how the law, democracy, or Prabhupada would call it demon crazy, how the law is made. So Prabhupada would say, the people cannot blame the leaders because they themselves elect the cheaters. And they get cheated. So, but this rule is happening to show the point that actually in the material world, one cannot have a perfect situation. Everyone in the material world is trying to become happy, peaceful, joyful. But it doesn't work because the material world is made in a way as to make you realize you don't belong here. The material body is miserable, is full of ignorance, and is temporary. This is the material body. What is made of matter is full of ignorance and is temporary. And in the material body faces six things: birth, death, old age, disease, and death. Even it happens like I'm reading a story. In previous ages, people could contact great sages or self-realized souls, and there's a story about Vyasadeva, how his grandfather, he approached him and asked Vyasadeva, "Can you stop my death? I don't want to die." So Vyasadeva was trying to tell him that you can't avoid death, it's part of the material world. But Vyasadeva took him to some other high authority who's this is mentioned in the story of Bhakti Purushottama, wrote a book about death, mentioned in there in detail, this story. He took him to some other personality who was higher, maybe the incarnation of the Supreme Lord, someone who's in charge of the death. First he took him to Yamaraj. So Vyasa took him to Yamaraj. Yamaraj said, I cannot, I'm not in charge of death actually. I just avoid people's karmic reactions. I just avoid them, the pious and impious activities. I don't really control death. So then they went to some other higher personality, maybe in incarnation of the Supreme Lord. And he said, when they went, Yamaraj and grandfather and Vyasadeva, they went to this personality. He said, actually, I'm not in control of death as well. I'm just doing my duty to foresee the creation. And then he advised them to go to Chitragupta to look up the files of the grandfather. And when they're looking, Chitragupta looking at the files, in the files it said, actually, this person, the grandfather, will not meet death to the point until he meets Vyasadeva. At that point, on the spot, he died. So we can see from this story how um, no one can, the material world is not a place for a gentleman. And it says, the material world is only 1/4 of God's creation. You could say it's like the prison house quarters, where it says in the 3/4, the Krishna is prominent through his incarnations in Vaikuntha, and they are all being worshipped and glorified and served and all this. But once the jiva wants to imitate Krishna, then he comes to the material world. And you know, in order for that to happen, then he has to take on, mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, there's five levels of ignorance which the jiva is covered with. Tamishna, Antastamishna, Tamishna. Lord Brahma creates five kinds of ignorance to cover the jiva, to make him feel that he is the controller. But then also in the material world, it's arranged how, he says there's four direct manifestations of the Lord. There's Vaishnavas, there's Srimad Bhagavatam, Tulsi, and Mahaprasad. Four direct manifestations of the Lord in the material world. The deity is manifested once it's installed, after the installation happens. But these are four direct manifestations of the Lord which are present at all times to help the fallen souls connect, go back to Krishna. So, although the age of Kali is a very bad time where things become very degraded, but there is one good glorification of the age of Kali, which is mentioned in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that in the age of Kali, one can have association of advanced devotees. This is also in the residents of Sat Yug. They actually glorify the age of Kali in that sense that they know it's easier to go back to God in the age of Kali than in other ages. Because in other ages, the opulences are more manifest. People are more into karma, khanda, and going to the heavenly planets. Demigods are coming to the earthly planet and doing big sacrifices. So it's more difficult to go back to God in other ages. In the age of Kali, everything is, it says, lifespan is short, unfortunate, unlucky, misguided, memory is short. Everything is taken away in the age of Kali. So, this is why he says actually about Lord Chaitanya that actually Lord Chaitanya doesn't appear in Satyuga, he appears in Kaliyuga. Because in Satyuga people are too proud to get it, receive, they're not open for his mercy. In the Satyuga, people think that how can you achieve perfection simply by moving the lips and tongue? They can't conceive that you can achieve perfection chanting the holy name. They think it's higher to go and do austerities in Himalayas. This is higher. This is more important. So, in order to give the mercy, Lord Chaitanya comes in Kali Yuga to save the most fallen souls. Also it's mentioned how in the Satyuga people were chanting the Gaura mantra, glorifying Lord Chaitanya. But some people did not have faith in that. But authorized teachers accepted that line that it was a bona fide. So we can see how in Satyuga people, pride is very high. In Kali Yuga, everything is taken away. So, although it's difficult times, Kali Yuga, but it's the most glorious time also, that by participating in the movement of Lord Chaitanya, which Srila Prabhupada has made very easy, within this life we can have a very blissful life of chanting, dancing and feasting. And also, helping others go back to Godhead, and in this way also become happy ourselves, because people try and become happy in the material world, but their level of happiness is just on a mundane level. They can't perceive of spiritual happiness. Because in Jiva Dharma is explained how if one is on the emotional platform, he cannot come to transcendence. He cannot experience transcendence. So, so it's given like in the scriptures how if one does his duty properly, he practices a life of discipline, and in this way he serves great souls, then he can come to transcendence in a gradual practice, in a gradual way. Whereas the fast process is to hear and chant about Krishna. It's hearing and chanting about Krishna, if one does it, then this is a fast way to come to the level of transcendence. But it's also said in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada explains that if one is maintaining material desires and is lamenting, he cannot understand the science of the soul. He cannot perceive the soul. So it seems from this how one has to actually give up all kinds of attachment to the material world in order to perceive transcendence. So we can see in the Srimad Bhagavatam how examples are there to show that if we take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, many examples are there to show us how we can achieve perfection. So, the classical example is Maharaj Pariksit. He gave up his kingdom when he got cursed by Sringi, 7-year-old boy. And he went to the bank of the Ganges, he was eager to, because he saw Vishnu within his heart, protecting him, or Krishna. He saw Krishna within the heart protecting from a Brahmastra when he was Ashwatthama through it. So he was always looking for that person. So then when he came to the bank of the Ganges, he was inquiring what's the goal of life. Because he was looking for that person throughout his life, then Sukadev Goswami came to guide him on the on the path of perfection. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he comments that if one is very sincere and is in his to achieve perfection, like he says, God helps those who help themselves, then he'll get a Krishna coming directly to guide him. Or he'll send a bona fide devotee who's very advanced to guide him. But if someone wants to be cheated, he'll get cheated. So, from the example, we can see how Krishna has a direct connection to the material world. Example is, Prabhupada gives is like of the flower and the smelling power of the flower. Although it's connected, but it's also disconnected. So, Krishna's connection to the material world is also like that. He's connected, but he's, with our mundane senses, we cannot perceive him. That's why the example of Lord Narasimhadev is there, how he appeared out of the pillar to save Prahlad Maharaj, to show that Krishna is everywhere. So in order to perceive Krishna, we have to cultivate knowledge, because it says Om Purnam Ada Purnam Idam Purnasha Purnam Adaya Purnam Ada Udhya Chita, that although somebody complete units are coming from the complete, he remains the complete. So we feel incompleteness as jivas because we lack incomplete knowledge of the complete. So by understanding the scriptures, Prabhupada also stressed his point. He said we should make the eyes our scriptures. We shouldn't depend on the mundane eyes. Because the jiva has four defects, he tends to cheat, make mistakes, be illusion, imperfect senses. So with these defects, the jiva cannot give perfect knowledge. So making mistakes is like the teacher teaching in the school. He may be thinking that he's teaching, but actually if he's not giving the knowledge of absolute truth, he's cheating. Prabhupada gives an example on this point, how they teach all these stories in schools about different histories, of so-called histories of the mundane world. But actually these histories don't really help people to go deep into the understanding of how to purify their emotions. Whereas if they read Mahabharata, then their emotions will be satisfied. Prabhupada makes that point in his conversations, that if in schools they just read Mahabharata, they'll get proper knowledge, and all the emotions will be satisfied. Everything is there in Mahabharata about the dynasty of kings, families, everything is given. Great sages, great kings like this, it's all there. So, another point is that this knowledge is coming through, although it was spoken 5,000 years back by Lord Krishna to Arjuna, Vyasadeva recorded it, and although it was spoken 40 million years ago to the sun god, but the same knowledge is coming now at the present time. It's not changed. In the material world, things change. So things are always changing. But this knowledge hasn't changed, it's as it is. But Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Dehi nosmi nita dehe koma namu nam jara tata dehe prati tira satam namuyati, that from the soul passes from boyhood to youth to old age. For a soul person is not bewildered by such a change. So the same knowledge which was spoken 40 million years back is coming now at the present time. So this is the glory of the disciplic succession of great spiritual masters. They give the knowledge as it is, which will help us to come to perfection. So another thing to note is that this, to achieve this knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, to achieve perfection, it doesn't depend on scholarship or learning. It depends on our cultivating our devotion to Krishna, because that's the whole purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam, is to help you to. He's given stories about different kings and dynasties and great devotees. There was a few instances given on the stories how Prashabda, he, ninth canto Bhagavatam is given how, I think second chapter is given how he was a kshatriya looking after the cows, and then at night time a tiger came in. So it was dark, he couldn't see. So he thinking that he's going to kill the tiger, he used his sword and he killed the cow and he cut the ear of the tiger, and the tiger went off. So next day he told Vasishtha Muni, his guru, what had happened. And his guru, Vasishtha Muni, he cursed him to become a Shudra. But Prashabda, he wasn't disturbed. He just practiced austerity, became a brahmachari, and took shelter of the holy name. And when he saw a forest fire, he entered the fire and left his body. So these stories are given in Bhagavatam to show the how by taking to decisions on Srimad Bhagavatam, we can, and through these stories, we can, by following these examples, we can achieve perfection. So how to enter the Srimad Bhagavatam is, we should not take it in the story form. If we take it in the story form, then it'll just remain a story. We have to try and enter the Bhagavatam by trying to apply the teachings to our life. So, there's two things here. There's the book Bhagavatam and there's the person Bhagavat. So, the importance of having someone who's living to guide you is important, because the book Bhagavatam will not chastise you if you go wrong. The person Bhagavat will chastise you. So, I got something from Chaitanya Chandrapur. He gives some points on something about it. So he gives an importance on what it means to go deep into this Bhagavatam. So he says, the Guru engages us in Krishna seva. The Guru speaks about Krishna and asks us to also glorify Krishna. Those who start serving Bhagwan Krishna according to the instruction of Guru can understand the importance of Bhagwan's dear devotees for the human society. When you approach Guru, he will speak about the soul Atma Tattva, then about Guru Tattva, then Isha Tattva, Krishna Tattva. It is a gradual process, not that immediately he will explain the Krishna Tattva. When Krishna played the role of a Guru and was given instructions to Arjuna, first he spoke about differences between Atma and body. Shishirada Gokulanda ki ja. And finally he says, Sarva Dharma Parikya Jamamekam Sam Braja. Immediately we cannot listen about absolute truth. We should have some patience. Having Krishna as his guru, Arjuna was listening patiently, and at last he said, Nasto maha smriti labda tat prasada maya chuta sito smirgata sandaya kasya vachana tava. My dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory by your mercy. I am now firm and free from doubt and prepared to act according to your instructions. So, after listening patiently, he came to this conclusion. Gurudev speaks for our eternal bliss, eternal auspiciousness. So we must have some patience. If we don't have patience, we shall not be able to understand the absolute truth. The tattva will never enter because we are not steady. I am sitting and listening, but my mind is running here and there, chanchala mana. How will the tattva, the absolute truth, enter into me? Gurudev is giving us bhakti tattva, but we have no patience and no taste for it. Still, we must try to listen. Then one day, we shall be able to relish it. In the beginning, it may seem to us that there is no rasa, no mellow in what the Guru is saying. But later on, we shall find so much sweet rasa there. By the Guru's mercy, we can relish this rasa, but we have to listen. Eagerness for listening must be developed from our side. Those who listen more and more can do Hari Bhajan nicely. Only after listening it is possible to see the form of Bhagavan Krishna. Without listening, if we go to see Krishna's form, we shall not be able to see his real form. We shall see just a marble statue from Jaipur in a beautiful Vrindavan costume, and that will give pleasure to our material eyes. So we cannot see Nanda Maharaj's son, Brajendra Nandana, Brajendra Kumar, because we have not listened. When we listen, then we can see Bhagavan Krishna. We have to listen to the Guru, we have to do everything according to his instructions, and we have to beg mercy from him. We have so many problems in this world, but if we accept Guru Pada Padma, all solutions are there. Siddhanta boliye chit kare alasya, iha yasa Krishna lage manasa. We shall not be lazy to listen to the Siddhanta conclusions or discuss it, because such discussions transcend the mind. Thus one's mind becomes strongly attached to Krishna. So we can see how if you analyze this thing, these points given by Chaitanya Chandrababu, we can see how even in the material world, to do anything, you have to have mercy from people living around you. It's not like with your own strength you can get things done. So even in spiritual life, to achieve perfection, we have to have mercy from those who are practicing around us. So, the spiritual master, he's the one who's actually looking after us. There's a quote by Prabhupada where he says, the spiritual master takes responsibility of the disciple until the end of the universe and until the disciple achieves perfection. So Prabhupada said that one should not make the spiritual master take birth again. As long as the disciple is following properly, then the spiritual master will take responsibility. If the disciple is not following, then the spiritual master will not take responsibility. So, but the unique thing about the spiritual life is one has to have two things. Is one has to have Guru and Krishna. If one just follows Krishna, not Guru, one will take things cheaply, become a sahaja. And if one just follows Guru, not Krishna, you become a Mayavadi. So both have to be there. And the interesting thing about this is that Guru is only going by Krishna's direction anyway. So if you follow Krishna's instructions properly, then everything will become easy for us. Actually, to please anyone in this world is not easy. Example can be given of demigods. In previous ages, people should do big, big sacrifices to please the demigods. But to please Krishna, he just wants your devotion. He doesn't want anything from us. So if we are sincere in our practices and we learn to see through the eyes of scriptures, we associate with advanced devotees who are endeavoring to achieve perfection, then life becomes easy. The human life is given as a boon to come out of the material world. He says there's 8,400,000 species, and there's 400,000 human species, and the human species, only a few are out of 400,000, only a few are civilized. So to come to this point of become civilized is not a it's a rare thing. He says out of many Nushanam Sasheshu Kashijata Siddhaya Yatadama Pisidha Asimani Tatvata, that out of many thousands who endeavor on this path, only one achieves perfection. Prabhupada in his lecture he says, because of the age of Kali, you could say out of many millions. Because things have become very dictated now. Only one achieves perfection. And out of those who achieve perfection, only Krishna says, only one knows me in truth. So actually in Srila Prabhupada's time, all the books were not translated actually. Prabhupada was translating the books and he was even giving guidance to devotees. So the devotees were very eager to hear just one of Prabhupada's lectures. They used to gather together in groups to hear the lecture and discuss it. And they used to ask questions in terms of the lectures. And so now things are, everything is there for us. All the books are translated, Prabhupada lectures are there, more books are coming out from the different devotees, everything is there. So what the devotees are going through in Prabhupada's time was difficult times were there, but because Prabhupada was guiding everything, it wasn't so bad. But after Prabhupada left, the books have all been translated, everything is there. Nowadays, what's happened, devotees have become too relaxed. That's the problem. So, in those early years, the devotees were fired up because they were ready to get these commodities. But now it's there, we don't take it seriously. We take it for granted. So for us to achieve the perfection is very easy. Everything is there. We just take the process and the goal will be achieved. And that's the unique thing about spiritual life is in mundane education you have to do your studies, and if you miss out, you lose everything. In spiritual life, you take to the process and the perfection will come. Everything gets revealed to you in time. Main thing is to be serious about our practices and then everything gets revealed. Any comments or questions?
Uh, Hare Krishna, Srinivas Guru, thank you for the class.
Hare
Krishna. I remember just at the start of the class you gave a prayer and you mentioned that the Lord become manifest in the heart and the throat. So I was wondering, what does it mean by the throat? To become, it said in the prayer at the start that the Lord will become manifest within the heart and then and within the throat. Yes. Speaking of them.
Okay, this must be in the first, okay. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar, chant from the ocean of all Vedic scriptures. Last one, huh? O Srimad Bhagavatam, O giver of saintliness to the unsaintly, O uplifter of the very fallen, please do not ever leave me. Please become manifest from my heart and my throat, accompanied by pure love for Krishna. Well, actually, whether Krishna manifests to the heart or the throat is no difference. Because He's absolute. I have had instances where you're not trying to say something to someone, even devotees have had this experience on book distribution. They say something to someone that they didn't even think about saying and the person takes a book. So how do you work it out? It's Krishna speaking through you. He can do anything, isn't it? Simple.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Any other questions?
Thank you for the nice class, Prabhu. You were mentioning at the end that in the early days they didn't have much, but they had great respect for what they were being given by Prabhupada. But now we have everything, but we don't really take it seriously or respect it. So how do we develop more kind of appreciation and respect for what we've been given?
Well, my understanding is we have to do, like Chaitanya Champa mentioned in his lecture, Siddhanta Kali Chitta Kale Rasya, that this verse we have to discuss with devotees, chanda nectar, then we'll take it more seriously. If you don't chant the nectar, if you just read, I mean, you could do it by reading, but chanting the nectar will help others read the books as well. There's three things, isn't it? There's Vaishnava Seva, there's Namaruchi and Jivodaya. So you have to chant, practice these three in some way. You have to be eager to take association of devotees who are practicing. Discuss with them the Siddhanta scriptures, and then in time you go deep into the ocean of nectar. So that's the way you do it. You read and you discuss what you read, because that's the quality of a brahmana. When he gets knowledge, if he doesn't share it, the knowledge gets taken away. You have to share the knowledge with others.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, thank you very much, especially, you know, emphasizing to stick to the process, and, you know, especially it's so nice to hear it from a person who is simple-minded like you. So it's a dactyl. I was thinking, I was kind of confused about Srimad Bhagavatam in general, as Vyasadev wrote Srimad Bhagavatam before it was actually spoken, because he was actually there when it was being spoken afterwards. So, how to understand this? Is it?
Well,
Is it the same Srimad Bhagavatam or
Well, see, in previous ages, there's no need of books, actually. People used to learn by hearing. Just hearing once, they would memorize everything. But because of the age of Kali, people's memory is short, lifespan is short, unlucky, unfortunate, misguided. The books got manifested. So in previous ages, there was need of, you just learn by hearing. So, so it's just in this age the books are manifested. That's it. So the main thing is to discuss with devotees what you read, then the knowledge will sink in. Because there's three levels of mercy, isn't it? There's glance, there's instruction, like devotion says, and the last one is you know, glance, instruction, then the last one is blessing. Blessing, you know, like the guru will tell you something or advanced devotee will say, it'll manifest. The association of the advanced devotees is important because it's through their blessing or their glance or their instruction that the knowledge gets imparted to you. It's not by your intellectual understanding you learn it. It comes through mercy. Anyone else?
So, you said that Jiva comes to the material world to imitate Krishna. Like we want to be the enjoyers of the world, but the reality is we don't actually enjoy. We're illusioned. Like, so how are we actually imitating Krishna?
Okay. When Lord Chaitanya was going to South India, his Kala Krishna Das was following his assistant. Now Prabhupada says in the purport, one could be with Krishna directly, as soon as he turns his face towards Maya, Maya will capture him. So that's what happened to Kala Krishna Das. That the Bhattarinis, or gypsy women, Bhattarinis, because Prabhupada explained, Bhattarinis or something, Bhattarinis, right? Bhattaharis, yeah. So actually these people, they actually collect women from different groups to make their societies up. And they don't follow any religious principles. Yeah. So this Kala Krishna Das, he got caught by these people. So Prabhupada comments in that purport, that one can be with Krishna directly, but as soon as he turns away from Krishna, turns to Maya, Maya will capture him. So that's what happened to this Kala Krishna Das. He got captured by these Bhattaharis. And Lord Chaitanya went there, and they had weapons in their hands to attack Lord Chaitanya, swords, daggers, and all these other weapons. These weapons went out of their hands to attack them. And then Lord Chaitanya got his disciple or servant, Krishna, Kala Krishna Das, out. And so when he went to Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya wanted nothing to do with him after that. Said, what you did there was not correct. So he was directly with Lord Chaitanya, looked towards Maya, he got caught. But one has to be careful in spiritual life. Spiritual life is like a razor's edge. If you're not careful, you cut yourself. And Krishna is teaching us through the material world how the mysteries are there to teach us that this is not our home. We cannot make this place our home. And for that devotee, he had to go through that to learn his lesson. Some people think we can have Krishna and Maya, you know, 50-50. But you can't do that. It's like going on a boat, you know, two legs on a different boat. You can't do that. Not possible. So it's like that. Any other comments or questions? Jai. Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai.